Editor. When the mad lead the blind, they stumble badly on a path strewn with mistakes, missteps, misdirection, stumbles, ideological confusion and frequent falls. There is no other possibility for the emotionally driven directionless whose rhetoric is that of the continually disconnected. The political track they follow is rambling, spasmodic and confused both for themselves and others trying to follow them. This explains the plight of the bumbling and confrontational direction of the current UCP government. They are being led by those who are mad, the hatemongers, whose one-finger bumper stickers and obscene hate-filled language replaces calm, considered, thoughtful judgments and intellectually engaging well-informed political conversation. After 4 years of scandal-driven ethics breaches by UCP MLAs, and an incompetent economic decision-making regime, remember the billions of taxpayer dollars lost in economic mistakes, where neither mistake is ever penalized, let alone acknowledged, but rather more often rewarded with another high-paying cabinet position. This is a pseudo-government controlled by an elite intimidating minority for the sake of themselves. The contrast to the previous NDP government is stark and obvious. I'm not a political ideologue. But after the previous NDP term in office, following a youthful gaffe on the internet by one successful NDP candidate, when we experienced some controversies over a carbon tax and farm safety laws, clearly we had nothing like the ongoing ethical collapse of the ruling disunited confrontational party. What an example they set for the youth of this province. After one disastrous wannabe premier after another in under 4 years of the UCP followership, as anyone still saying with a straight face, let's give them a chance, or, it can't get any worse. If so, it seems that we still may have the mad leading the blind to the polls again, and again. If not, then it's time to take the blinders off. Jim Goff. Canmore.